Today's words of wisdom will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. As the increasing impacts of climate change highlight the urgency of reaching an international accord, representatives from many countries convened in Cancun, Mexico, for the 16th session of the United Nations Conference of the Parties, or COP16. Held from November 29th to December 10th, 2010, the gathering brought together heads of state and other decision makers seeking solutions to avert further global calamity. At the invitation of the Mexican government, world-renowned spiritual leader and humanitarian Supreme Master Ching Hai also attended the summit. During her stay in Cancun, Supreme Master Ching Hai was invited to share her thoughts on priority climate change measures with the media, among which was Televisa TV. As the first major television station in Mexico, Televisa TV broadcasts nationwide, as well as in Latin America, the United States, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand. We now invite you to listen to the following interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by Televisa TV in Cancun, Mexico, on December 12, 2010.
So you live in Cancun?
Yeah, in the apartment for 1 year.
1 year already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And you work here?
Mm-hmm.
As journalist or as sculptor? Or both?
Both.
Mm. That's why you can afford it. You're good. So young, so good already.
No.
I'm so impressed.
No, thank you. I'm really? So glad to see you and to be with you.
Really, I'm impressed.
Why?
So young and so independent already.
Mm.
Working and earning yourself money. So cool.
There is only way you can change the world.
Okay.
Be independent.
24 years, huh? What kind of Chinese sign are you? Like a dragon? You don't know?
Tiger.
You are a tiger?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you have another one here.
Ooh, that's good.
That's why you're so idealistic. Tiger people are very idealistic.
And I keep going.
Yes?
Yeah, I will.
Yes.
Yeah, so yes. I change the world.
I know you will. My driver is also a tiger.
Who?
No, not this one. He's sleeping now. He looks also similar to you, but a little bit fatter. round face and bigger. Yes. He worked out or something. Yes.
All right.
He's also a tiger.
Tiger?
No, but he is older than you.
All right.
But he looks younger than you. He's vegan.
That's the reason why.
He looks like a baby face.
Really? I try.
Sometimes I call you baby. Here you are. Good day. I eat all day already. I'm just accompanying you. I'm not hungry at all. So please eat. Huh? Don't wait for me. We have a lot more and a lot more over there.
And a lot more.
Yeah.
I like mushrooms. Very tasty.
Oh, please. Please eat more.
Thank you.
Wow. Mm. So you come here to find a job, or first you have a job? Before you move here, changing the world. Never mind. No worry.
Moving. I came here, I get a job, now I'm here.
Just like that? Get a job just like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
If you qualify and willing, you find job anywhere, huh? I'm so glad for you.
Thank you.
I'm impressed also.
No, why?
And my driver also is very young, you know, but he already working business with his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Very good guy.
Yeah. Everybody is a good people.
Why do you speak English so good? You learn in America?
Yeah.
You went there to study?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been there for, many years.
Many years?
Mm-hmm. So I learned.
Yeah? Mm. You're so capable.
I work here with many American people, so...
Oh.
You know, you learn or learn.
Yes.
Or you learn.
Okay.
There's no other way.
Okay. Amazing. I'm glad to know some more Mexican. Otherwise, I just know the Cop 16. And I only know the police and security men. Today, I'm glad I know two normal Mexican people.
Really?
Yes. Today, we had another journalist came here to interview me.
Mm-hmm.
But he also wanted to change the world. And he became vegetarian after talking to me. And I believe he will go on. I give him the name of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Did I give it on my speech today? Did I tell people about the Gopal restaurant?
Yes, you mentioned the restaurant.
Just Gopal,
and the Gopal, yes. And the food is organic and
but
very
I don't think,
good.
No, vegan, not organic.
Very
I'm not
vegan,
sure.
Vegan.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't think they can find it, but they will try, huh? They are Mexican, no? They can find it. Because when I first came to Cancun, I ate in that restaurant. I don't know how we found it, but they found it, and then eat in there. But when I come back, I forget where it is, the address, I don't remember. But then I got a taxi and just tell him the name like that and ask for vegetarian restaurant, and then finally we found it. After driving all over downtown, you know? No, I forgot the address again. I saved it, but then I tear it and then throw away. I didn't see.
Mm.
What is this?
Good question. Mm. Looks green, and green is good. But
it smells something like banana.
Mm.
And then something else. Okay. Let's find out. This is adventure.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's for you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yes,
thank
you. And
thank
you.
You
have it all. It's good that you like fruit. I'm glad.
I like it very much.
Good for you.
Thank you. Spiritistic.
You like it?
So much.
I'm so happy. You can have avocado in it. All the Mexican is in love with avocado. This is nice, huh? It's a fresh fruit.
So it's very good.
Okay, please enjoy. Enjoy. So, what else you want to ask?
Have to stop the war.
Mm. Very easy, but they don't do it, the government.
Of course. They will not.
Originally, they included something like vegan diet, organic vegan, and then now they take it out. I don't know why.
You know why.
They say they haven't discussed or something, but I asked somebody to find out why.
I want to know, what can I do for help to you?
You write articles and spread the news wherever you can. Internet, whatever connection you have, tell them to do it.
Alright.
You know,
I will.
Newspaper are also very powerful.
I really.
If you know any government, president, keep telling him.
I cannot tell you right now what, but
yeah,
I know. I
you
know
try what to do. You know what to do. Do what you can, and that's all. You know, we can only do what you can, right? If you keep writing, then maybe other newspapers also begin starting their fashion to write about environment and vegan diet. We have tons of information, updates, facts, you know, in our television. You can download them all free. Everything free. No right reserve, nothing. Just download them. Then use them for your articles with all the facts, you know. And if you need any more detail or something, you can write to us, to the SupremeMasterTV.com.
Of course.
Correspondent. And then they help you to find some more.
Amazing.
Yes, you are in the right position to help.
Thank you. Thank
I'm so glad.
I mean,
yeah.
It's my intention.
I love Mexico, my God.
Yeah, I love it too. It's amazing.
Today there was a journalist, he also vowed to help, and you are another one.
There are so many places, so beautiful, so...
Yeah. Just that half of your country is a desert now because of because 30 years ago the government allowed to cut the forest. They know it's a mistake now. Your president, at least he mentioned something like methane gas came from animal product. We have to reduce it. He's the only one who say that.
He will know.
Yeah, he knows. In the whole COP, I hardly hear anybody mention, just now and then. And he's a president and he say that. He's very brave, you know?
You should talk with him. He's a very good person. I mean, he's president.
Yes, yes, yes. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
He look like, you know? At least he mentioned about methane gas, you know? We have to stop methane, because methane is warming up the planet more than CO2. And he said we stop it.
We will explode.
Yeah.
Like, bang.
So from animal.
Yeah, we need to stop that.
Yeah.
I saw a video.
Yeah.
Called Home.
Yes, yes,
yes. You saw it?
Yeah.
So sad.
Sad. Another one.
I cry with
Earthling. Yeah. If you're sensitive, you cannot bear it.
So hard to, I mean.
Accept to look.
Did you see the big beauties of the world?
Mm-hmm.
And we are destroying it.
I know.
We are just
messing
around with it.
I know. And then.
Feels so bad.
You love food, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want some more?
Mm.
I cut some more for you. Well, that's enough. Mm-hmm. You need it. Okay, maybe I'll eat just this one because I like the smell.
Very nice. Perfume.
Where do your parents live?
My mother's in Mexico City.
Yes?
Yeah.
And father?
He is in Spain, I think so. Yeah, he's working now.
In Spain?
Yeah.
Wow. So far?
Yeah. I have brother.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's younger than me. He's
how many?
19.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming 20.
One brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love him. He's pretty good.
Yeah.
So serious, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Quiet.
Wow. Because the father's not home, so you all become more grown up.
Yeah, I think
more
so.
More mature, quick.
Yeah.
More serious.
Very serious. But he's a very good person.
Mm. Mm. What newspaper are you writing for now?
No, I write for...
Many? Whatever?
Whatever. But right now, I'm working for Kriya. You know, the team who organized everything. The event.
Event? Oh.
You was there.
That. Oh, yeah?
They work for Televisa,
the
big company of this country.
Mm-hmm.
So, everything I have, I give it to him, and they publish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, that how it works.
Very good. I'm so glad you have such a good job.
Yeah, me too.
I love Cancun, eh? You know, right?
Mm-hmm.
But normally, whenever I come, I don't feel like staying long. I couldn't wait to leave. But this time, what's so difficult for me to leave?
Stay.
I have to change my everything.
Stay.
What for? I'm not sure if I could stay, you know. What do I do here?
Change the world.
Change the world? Change Cancun? Wow. All
keep
the hotels.
It like this. Keep it beautiful.
All the hotel with all the meat and restaurant. I'm just more reminded of my frustration when I see all that.
Well, this place is like a big, big tourist center. So you can touch people.
Oh, you're right.
You can change the world.
Maybe, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you guarantee my success? Okay. My God. Thank you for your devotion. Even if Cancun is not a success, you have been a success, all of you.
Thank you.
They have been a success. They are very good.
Yeah, he's a very good person. Yes.
They are all good person.
So smart.
Yeah. Yeah, he is nice and calm. Huh?
Yeah.
How did you find him? Come here. Sit down, tell me the story of humankind. All of the information that you want to know about saving the world, you please download from the Supreme Master Television.
Of course.
First you inform yourself more about all the facts about why the world is going down. And then inform yourself of the facts scientifically, how to save it, you see?
Yeah.
And then you can write articles. Your pen is powerful. You know it?
I know.
One of the powerful tools.
The mediums.
Yes. Please keep writing.
Powerful. I know.
Keep writing, yes. And whoever you know, influence them, tell them.
Yeah.
Or give them your article, tell them to read it. How did you find this guy?
Oh, in the, just in front of the concert.
So late already, yeah. Are you still there?
Yeah.
I love my work.
Yeah?
I love my work, so I was there.
You were in the concert?
Yeah.
You're working there?
Yeah.
What are you doing there?
Taking pictures, organizing.
So. Oh. My God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's lucky, huh?
Yeah.
We are lucky. This time, very difficult for me to leave Cancun. I'm supposed to leave today already, and I changed my airplane ticket. And I'm supposed to leave tomorrow, and I want to change again. Just, I feel so bad about the 3-4 journalists. I don't want to leave them with this impression.
Yes.
I will feel unfinished.
I know how you feel.
I will feel like I have not done right. Even if it's not my fault, but I don't feel right to leave them just like that. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I do hope to see them again, and I don't know. The thing is, everything arranged, you know, like hotel until tomorrow only, right? But we could book more, huh? We could reserve a few more days. That could be okay, right?
Yes.
I don't feel good living in Germany in a stick. This is terrible.
It's not your fault.
I know that. It's not about fault or not. It's about how they feel that I'm concerned. Yeah.
Like, they think about me.
I don't want them to feel so disrespected and neglected and left aside like this. You know, like they don't exist. My God, I have so much respect for journalists. That's why in the morning you have to try to find quickly all of these people who came. The other guy promised, or the girl, whoever. At least I invite them for a meal or something, even if no interview. I want them to feel that they are very much respected and welcome. That's all there was. And even in the interview, even if they want to interview, still, it's even much better for the world, you see? Because they spread the news.
Exactly.
Yeah. You exactly. Never know how many people they help by their article.
Yeah, to spread voice.
Yeah. And then from that article, some people help, and then that some people help somebody, and that other some people help, and maybe other newspaper also learn and want to write the same.
Voice.
And the chain effect is long.
Exactly.
But even without that, you know? Even if they don't write any more article for me, or they don't interview nothing about climate change, I still want to make it feel right.
You will know about it.
Tell you what, I have to stay at least a few more days until we settle this, okay? I have to see all of them. Interview or not interview, I have to see them. And make it right, okay? Even don't interview, don't write article, nothing. I just want to make them feel respected the way they deserve, okay? Because like this, I never wish it on anybody. If I am a journalist, I would not feel good at all. In the morning, you and the lady try to find them, okay? This is the one who invited
me. This is the one who invited me. The one
that the lady?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't even talk to her. I just said hello, but it's nothing. My God, I'm terrible. I feel so sad. I keep telling him, do something. Oh, I cannot bear this. I feel so sad. I haven't felt so sad for a long time.
No.
I truly feel bad. I'm very sensitive about other people's feeling.
Yeah, I know.
You understand? Suppose they don't care, or maybe they used to with bad treatment, but I don't want to be one of the
exactly.
bad treatment that they have to remember that.
Yeah.
Please.
The first impression.
Yes.
First impression.
I have to rebook the hotel, and I probably have to change the airplane ticket until I set this right. I cannot just go like this. I love to go, but I can't. This is not good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget this. If I left, I would never forgive and forget.
Okay.
You know, I never forgive myself, or I would never be able to just forget it, no problem. I cannot.
No.
You know what I mean? First they came on time, and then we are late, and then we don't talk to them. First I thought come for interview. And then when I come for all people, and then they put me on the stage, and I thought, okay, maybe the journalist just come take photo, write a few words, and go. But later, I feel it's not right. I asked, they want to interview.
Exactly.
Oh,
they want to talk with you.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible.
To meet you.
Oh, man.
But don't worry, maybe...
No, I do worry.
It will change.
I do worry. Do you know any of them? Okay, which one do you know? There was one
local.
Young man with you nearby, or not? No.
Young men, no, but young girls.
Young girls?
Yeah.
Which one? No, the journalist.
Ten, journalist, the channel
yeah.
Ten.
Channel Ten.
Oh, you know her?
Yeah, I know.
Could you please ask her to come back? Not now, but I mean...
I think you need to meet somebody.
Who?
I give him a name.
Yes.
She has a
oh, that also another television. She came also tonight?
No, she's in Cancun already. She has a big foundation for, it's named Love for Life.
Okay.
She helps childhood.
Yes.
He is a beneficent
Anderson.
Company.
Yeah. Okay, what's the name of this paper that we have today?
La Verdad.
Yeah, is that the one?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They interviewed us and they wrote very nice thing today.
Right.
She wrote it today or yesterday.
It's his name Miguel Cantón.
Oh, yes. They
yes.
already
he's
did
the
interview.
Yeah,
yes.
All right. He's
and wrote
owner.
Very nice thing. Now there was a couple other newspaper also very nice.
Yes.
Wrote very nice stuff.
Okay, well.
They did already automatic.
Yeah, well,
yes.
She's my friend.
Oh, wonderful.
He's my friend, so.
Okay, if they want to write more, it's okay. Can interview me. But the thing is, or maybe we just write one article and then send it to our newspaper and a syndicate, like.
Yeah.
Or you write it and you give all to the other newspaper.
Yeah, I can.
Okay, you find out these two people, okay? So you don't know the other two, the lady a little bit like 40 years old, and another man similar your age.
I think
too
much. About that. I tried.
Oh, you know him.
I tried to help you.
Wonderful, please, to ease my heart because I will never forgive myself if I go and leave people feeling neglected like this.
No.
They don't deserve it. Do you understand me?
I understand.
They deserve more respect.
Exactly.
Yes. And more welcome, especially when you invite him, then
yeah.
you let him stand in there.
Exactly.
Just because I did not know, not I invited, I did not know anything. I did not know anything until 5:30. And then I had to go quickly. I said, you're joking.
First.
No, and then change and then run, you know, my driver driving like mad.
It's too late.
Oh my God. And then when I got there, I expect that, okay, I call on the phone and said, please wait for me. I thought only 2-3 journalists wait for me, interview like normal, you know, in a,
yeah.
sit on a table or something, writing. But when I came, I'm overwhelmed by the different arrangement. And then another speaker come in, six white angel sitting there. I don't know what's going on. And then I thought, okay, maybe this journalist waiting for me to come just to take a photo with that,
yeah,
and then report it. But I did not even know there are arrangements like that. Mm-hmm. I thought only you or two, three men waiting. Yeah, exactly. And then because of the overwhelming people, I thought you just came and wait for me, just take a photo with the people, and then come home and say, oh, Chinghai has a party tonight, 200 people, you know what I mean? Like other newspapers.
No, like the real information you want.
Yes, yes. Okay. So, because I thought like that, so I did not come and talk to you guys. I thought it's just like the Lavender. They did not interview me, nothing. They just came, take my picture with that, and then they go home, write article.
All right.
Because when I come and see a lot of people, I thought you do exactly the same. That's exactly why I don't come and talk to you. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. And or the man or the woman. Because I thought you just come and do like La Vida.
Exactly.
And then afterwards, I find out that you want to interview me, for example. And I said, no, I did not even talk to you.
I was there, but I couldn't talk to you because, you know, there were so many people.
Yes, yes. Oh,
that's so hard, but I'm so glad to be
here. Yes. Right, but now I have to tell them, at least, even if they don't interview me, I want them to know that it wasn't like that. It's not like I neglect them or ignore them. It's not. I don't care how many people around me. If I know that they came for me just to interview them, I would just give them time first. I would not just let them stand in there like this.
Like a rock star.
Yeah.
You are. You're so big.
No,
rock star.
No. I'm never big enough to neglect people like this.
You're making
to
something
ignore
big.
People like this, huh?
You're making something big, so.
Thank you. No matter what, I don't have excuse to leave, to just invite a journalist and then leave them standing there.
Yes. Yeah,
even if not, I'm not invited, but my people, it's no good.
Can I ask you something?
Please.
I want you to sign my book.
Okay, sure.
You sign.
I will do it. I'll do anything for you, because thank to you. Make up for you.
No. I read this book, really, like, so much.
You did read it, huh? Okay, anyway. This is so Spanish version, or it's not, huh? English, but people still like it, huh?
Yeah,
very much. Listen. Okay. La version, la view. One enough, or you want this also?
Please.
My God, why? You don't know my name?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to go this way. Love you and veg. And love veg.
I love it. I love it too.
Okay. Thank you so much. Please help me to find that guy and that girl.
Of course, I will. Yes. Awesome. Very big pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love you so much. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks
for all this love.
No.
My pleasure. Okay,
thank
you. Chocolate. Cakes. Mexican.
Oh, I love cakes.
Outside.
I love cakes.
Yeah. And non-alcoholic beer.
Ooh, lovely.
So today you know how, where to drink and what.
In okay. My books.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'm impressed. Okay, your goodness.
Thank you.
Welcome to the vegetarian family. The animal will bless you more and more. No, they always bless the same, it's just you will receive more because you're pure. Okay, baby, ciao. Another kiss.
Thank you.
All the best for you. Change the world.
It has been a joy to have your eco-friendly company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Coming up next is Models of Success after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Under heaven's loving care, may all beings on our planet coexist in peace and abundance.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/WOW.